24-year-old Andrei Pshenichnikov is in the French capital with a purpose that goes beyond tourism.
I giving up my Israeli citizenship and believe that I will succeed to reach Palestinian citizenship.
This is his passport, the one that he wants to renounce. In the past, there have been cases of Israelis giving up their citizenships, but there have been no such cases of these Israelis who have given up their Israeli passports and applied for a Palestinian residency or a Palestinian passport. Born in Tajikistan before the collapse of the Soviet Union, Andrei Pshenichnikov's parents moved to Russia in search of a better life. And then the family moved to Israel.
I started to understand that there are other population who lived here and who was by force removed, ethnically cleansed from its land. As I saw the ruins of Palestinian villages in territory 48. Also near our kibbutz, Tzemach, there was remains of Palestinian village.
This experience influenced his years as a soldier of the Israeli Defense Forces.
When I came to army, I was very, very afraid to speak about it. And slowly, I become to be totally, totally isolated from the society, totally, in army. And, in some moments I understood that it's better for me to stop the service, and I was very glad.
Instead, he lived and worked at the Dehesha refugee camp near Bethlehem, first in hotels and then in construction. He's also open to the idea of settling down in Gaza. Andrei Pshenichnikov says Israeli authorities have blacklisted him as a terrorist, and he believes it is easier to give up his citizenship when he is out of Israel. He hopes his decision will set an example and inspire others to follow.
After all, Israel is Western imperialism representation in Middle East. It's not a Jewish state, it's not some solution for Jewish people at all.
The process to renounce his citizenship could be a lengthy one that Andrei Pshenichnikov says he's willing to face. Anastup Roy, Press TV, Paris.